This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Yeah, in the old days, the Russians and the KGB or the FSB or the CIA here, French intelligence did it too. It's, you know, on History Channel. They would just have a little tablet of highly radioactive material, and they'd put it under your car seat. And then you'd drive your car around for about a month, and then they'd go take the little cube out, the little tablet out, and then they'd be wearing lead gloves and stuff, and you'd get liver cancer and testicular cancer and lung cancer and bone cancer, you know, in a couple months, 6 months. Or you might just start bleeding out your ass till you die. Liberals loving. Just enjoy yourselves. But now, I forgot about that engineer we had on. It's confirmed. I showed it to the engineers. They said, yeah, that's what that is. It shouldn't be on there. Little particle beams. They got little accelerators in there. So when they charge it up, it's got a power supply twice what it should be, of course. Just remember, everything you're given, it really has another use. It's like the Doppler radar. Remember, I had an engineer, a fellow I knew, he freaked out and moved to Montana. And he was installing the Doppler radar under that federal grant 20 years ago. And he said, Alex, they're running 10 times the power to it. And he says, they ionize the atmosphere with the chemtrails. I thought he was crazy. I just couldn't believe it. Later, like 5 years later, it was in the Daily Mail. Dubai makes the desert green by spraying aluminum dioxide out of aircraft. And then they have these antenna arrays that are radar. Doppler radar, and they're more powerful, and they fire up into the nuclei and form water droplets and rain on the desert. And I tried to get that guy's number. I tried to find it, tried to get him on. But he quit as an engineer and just totally, I mean, because he's there mounting weapon systems. I remember in 1996, under federal law, they put an updated EAS system in all the radio stations. And I worked in two stations. And there was this old radio engineer who actually blew his head off a couple years later when they fired me. It wasn't because they fired me, but he blew his head off right after that. Nice guy. And Kevin, who's a veteran, really smart guy. And he brought me in there and showed me the manual. And he said, you're not even supposed to show other than the station owners, managers, and people, the manual, and he showed it to me. He said, I don't care. Go ahead and copy the manual, everything. Just don't tell him I didn't give it to you. And he goes, and wait a few months, he put it out, because he was about to leave that job. I didn't know he was suicidal. And it was restricted. And I put it on TV. It's in my Police State 2000 film. And it was how now the radio stations were run by the satellites and by these radio transmitters that FEMA puts up that take control of your station. So when you hear that, bang, 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 that's the codes going into the machine. Kind of like the codes they'd send to submarines or, you know, to bombers to drop nukes. They don't just send the crew up with the codes. Once they get over near target, then they transmit codes if they want to attack. Same system. And I went on air and told people, and the public didn't believe me. Now it's all out in the open, the internet kill switch. Obama put it all in. And I didn't know if it was that or when I exposed the Sign of the Atlantic cable box another engineer gave me. I tore that open because engineers cared. They were bringing me stuff, not just the guy at the place, other words. And they literally sent, it happened a couple times, people to physically attack me to shut up about that. It didn't go the way they thought it would. But that's America, folks, okay? So that was 24 years ago, 25 years ago. 24 years ago. And just think about it. Everybody knows that's true now, just like everything else. And now they're killing you, and they think it's funny. But there's towns everywhere that the elites are moving to that have regulations, like in West Virginia, that no radiation's allowed. And so we're going to be able to stop these people because they're going to kill so many folks that nobody's going to put up with it. We have a special guest joining us, and I didn't get into all the studies. All of it, but we're going to get to it now, and Just the insanity of it all. And I'm doing a special emergency broadcast this Saturday. And I've been doing these when I say I will now. 4 to 6 p.m. It may go longer. We're trying to hire more people because I want to go 7 days a week, 10 hours a day if I have to. I mean, this is the quickening. This is everything. You're living in a science fiction movie, and it's all real. Infowars.com. You might want to spread that link and save some people.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we're covering some really horrifying things here on air. 5G and cancer rates, LA Times, Wired Magazine. Massive tumor increase in rats. But imagine not covering it. Well, Jason Jones is a well-known award-winning filmmaker. And he's also written The Race to Save Our Century. We'll have him back for a full hour sometime. 5 core principles to promote peace, freedom, and a culture of life. But I wanted to talk about him because he's one of the first people 3 weeks ago who just saw on the news in Hawaii, hey, we got record numbers of people. It's backed out of the parking lot. There's so many folks here. And then he'd been in the U.S. On the mainland at a film event. I'm just recapping what happened, or he should probably just do it himself. And he came back, and he was feeling bad. So he said, well, I better go over there. And he gets there, and no one's there. And then he sits, and they tell him, we're not going to test you. So he goes and sits in his car and reads a book for hours and watches them turn away, like he said, 9 other people. Well, everybody else didn't. And literally, there's hours and hours of these at Mandot Video that Rob Dewey's put together compilations of, where you'll see black dude, gay dude, old lady, young lady, Hispanic lady, Asian man, Alabama, Florida, Texas, New York, Michigan, Ohio. I mean, I've watched hours of these. And it'll be the local news, but a close-up shot. There's huge lines, ventilators, people are dying everywhere. And then they go down there, sometimes like 10 minutes later, and there's no one there. They're doing a live stand-up, and the reporter, people confront them, hey, you just said this is full of people. What's going on? I mean, these videos are incredible. Owen Schroyer aired a ton of them yesterday on the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m., and took calls about this. So you could say, oh, it's for the Apex that's coming at the end of the month or whatever. No, folks, no. I had said that earlier, trying to find some reason. They don't have a woman on the news in Hawaii lying and saying, we've got lines around the block. Oh, my God, it's so horrible. And you go there and no one's even allowed to be tested. It's pure fear. So he was on 3 weeks ago. He's on with us for just 2 short segments. We'll have him back soon. Hell, I'm doing a special show 2 to 4 p.m. tomorrow. Maybe he can pop in then because it's commercial free. When I say that, we're not taking the network breaks. Local breaks are there for radio and TV stations. It'll be on the satellites for folks that want it. But I'm cutting the ads as much as I can. Can't do it weekdays because some of these stations are robot controlled, literally, so you can't skip breaks. There's no person there at the thing to control them. But thanks for joining us. You didn't know what was going on as a guy that's won international film awards. I mean, I'm not just saying you're a big filmmaker. You are an accomplished guy. You do a lot of really important work, a lot of big hit movies, and you're incredible guy, but you didn't know what was going on 3 weeks ago. I didn't either. I wasn't sure then. I'm starting to really think something stinks here now. What do you think of this?
Well, I don't, again, Alex, I know something stinks, and I've tried to wrap my mind around it. And there's all this misinformation. I'm glad that you've been talking about Q, which is just confusing a lot of people. But I also like how you brought up these people making these videos, black dudes, gay dudes, all sorts of people, but they're not willing to be slaves. They're not willing to be lied to. And after I was on your show and my video went viral, I received videos from all and photographs from all types of people, not all Christian conservative Republicans, all nurses, doctors, people in the medical industry, people who just are concerned citizens. My favorite podcaster went to the hospitals around New York City and filmed and interviewed folk, all different types of people all over the world, not just in the United States. And they're discovering the same thing.
By the way, that's why I love having you on as a guest. I want you to guest host anytime you want. Is that I meant to say up front, the activism of people getting engaged is what will bring down tyranny and bring real clarity, real journalism. And the fact that that's exploding is really the positive news.
No, I mean, this is an opportunity. My hobby is mixed martial arts. You know, when you're in and someone has you mounted, when they try to do a submission or strike you, that's when you do. That's your great opportunity to switch the position. And to get out of that.
Exactly. When the enemy attacks with something this big and this shaky, they're either going to totally dominate us or we're going to defeat them. I mean, this is a real moment that we can shine.
Yeah, and they're going after the Bill of Rights one after another. You just look at New York City. First, de Blasio says he's going to shut down churches, synagogues, and mosques forever that dare open. Okay, so probably a lot of people agreed with that. Now, Governor Cuomo comes out and says hospitals in red counties, that's basically what he was saying, hospitals in other parts of New York that have ventilators available to serve their community, private hospitals, he's just going to take them.
He's going to commandeer stuff to his blue area.
And he knows it's illegal. And he said, sue me. Now, what about, Alex, you and I? We're generous people. I have a year's supply of food and supplies for my family. We're already tithing to our community. We've just made a generous donation to a nonprofit serving our elderly. No one in my neighborhood is going to go hungry as long as the Jones family, and none of my friends or family is going to go hungry as long as the Jones family has food. But I don't need the governor to say, hey, the hospitals, we need these ventilators. We're going to take them.
This is classic authoritarianism, and it's to set the precedent that they can commandeer whatever they want.
And they will. They're going after the churches. Now the hospitals. Next, they're going to kick down your door to take your food supplies. And I thought we loved our doctors and our nurses and our hospitalists, and we respected them. I know that the private hospital management in New York City, in New York State, they communicate with their colleagues in New York City. And I trust that they will do what's best for the community
they
serve.
They would balance it out, and if they didn't have as many cases, they would drive it themselves there exactly. But by government just grabbing, that's going to create a disaster. And what about when the other town has cases and needs it? Now his commandeering will literally murder people.
Literally murder people based on politics. If you look at the private hospitals that Cuomo says he's going to commandeer, those are going to be in red communities. And this is, imagine if President Trump started taking ventilators from blue states and sending them to
red states. Instead, the blue states are whining and bitching and saying everybody else isn't doing enough for them.
Yeah, that's Cuomo. He's attacking the president and he's attacking hospitals. He's attacking his own hospitals. And, you know, our founding fathers, they knew they were ambitious men. You know, the left tells us they point out all of their flaws. You know who knew this? Read the Federalist Papers. The Founding Fathers knew they were ambitious. They were prone to faction.
And that's why they tied themselves down to the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
And that's why they tied themselves down and they tied us down. And I guess, you know, it doesn't apply to Cuomo and de Blasio because they're such noble, wonderful human beings that they know better than us. And they're, you know, it's
no, they're
really
just pulling an authoritarian stunt.
Yeah. No, and Alex, you know, when I first wrote my book, thank you so much for holding it up there. You're the first guy I wanted to get it to because I saw this coming as a young undergraduate, studying, experiencing violence as a young man, extreme violence, and then studying genocide and democide and total war of the 20th century. I had this fear to my core that my posterity would suffer the way my grandparents did. And I thought, I want to order my life to make sure that I can leave to my posterity this beautiful country that has been left to me, freedom, peace, opportunity, prosperity. You know, Alex, I was raised, my mother had me at 16. I became a father at 18, dropped out of high school when I was last in my class at 17 and joined the Army. And I've been able to run presidential campaigns and produce award, as you said, award-winning movies. And only in this country can someone like me have become a success, provide for my own family, be free, be safe. I've done movies. I've met with ISIS. I've been a mile from ISIS. I've literally met with Al-Qaeda in Sudan. And when I'm in these places around the world doing my documentaries, I know the only difference between me and these folks is this Constitution, our political traditions, the Bill of Rights.
And now that's right. They're road warrior hellholes because the people believe in conquest, not in freedom.
That's right. That's right.
And I'd like to invite you, because I said this last time, I want you to host a show sometime. I got to deal with something Monday. Ellen Schroyer's hosting, but if you'd like to come on for an hour, that'd be great, too, or maybe next Thursday. But let's come back and talk about what's currently happening, the ultimate power grab, science fiction level, with our guest, Jim Jones. Jason Jones, not Jim Jones. I'm not Jones. We're not in Guyana yet.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now. Here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
Savannah Hernandez talked to a medical doctor yesterday. The video's on Infowars.com, and you'll be blown away by what he said about the coronavirus, what's going on. She'll be in studio next segment. He can ride shotgun with us, Jason Jones of MoveToMovement.com, TheGreatCampaign.org, and, of course, he hosts The Jason Jones Show. The Race to Save Our Century is his book. I can't wait to read it. But, again, I didn't even know who this guy was. I was familiar with some of his films, actually two of them. I've actually seen two of them. But I just said, hey, get this guy on that has his own little private YouTube channel where he didn't mention all that, showing the news saying that it's all packed at this treatment facility or at this testing facility, but then nobody's there and they wouldn't do tests. Well, that's a hoax. Well, now it's all over the country. Our own crew tried to go get tested, some of them, and they wouldn't test them. So something's going on here. What do you think's going on? A lot of folks just think it's absolute hype, that this is just truly a psyop to lock everything down. I mean, we know government's using it for a power grab, but are they absolutely behind the whole thing? What do you think?
You know, Alex, I don't know, but I think the important thing to know is they are using it for a power grab. So whether this is a psyop or whether this is they're really afraid of COVID-19, whether this was a biological weapon that was introduced intentionally or by accident by the Communist Party of China, what we do know is the thing we know for sure is that this is a power grab. It is our responsibility as citizens. You showed the picture from my Twitter account. That's the fall of Troy. It's my favorite painting in the world. Aeneas has his father over his shoulder, his wife by his side, and he's holding his little son's hand as they're fleeing Troy on their way to Rome, the found Rome, as we know. And I love that painting because to me it sums up what it is my duty as a man. We should be concerned about the elderly and immunocompromised. There is an elderly woman who works for a pregnancy center that I'm on the board of in the hospital with pneumonia right now. She has been told it's COVID-19, and that's all I know. But my sister during the break just texted me from a hospital that they were reporting in Chicago is overwhelmed, Cook County Hospital. She goes, brother, I'm walking around this hospital, and the staff says it's really slow. But they're expecting this huge, you know, people. They're digging mass graves. They have a red light, a strobe light over New York City. They are using this to take away our freedoms. So we should care about the elderly. Of course, we do. We should care about the immunocompromised. We do more than any country in the world we do. We're the only country in the world where the Department of Justice, Roger Severino, said any discrimination, any favoring the young and the healthy over the elderly, like in Italy and China, will be prosecuted. That is who we are as Americans. But at the same time, we must think of our posterity. We're already in my neighborhood, there's lines for food. People are lining up outside the school two times a day for food. They're already running out of food. Can you imagine a day in America where we have food lines? We wait in lines for roller coasters and new iPhones. That's what we wait in line for. Now we're waiting in line for applesauce and tater tots. So our job right now is, I think, to do what we know, respond to what we know, not give an inch on our freedoms while being thoughtful to the vulnerable. And we're told that we should love and respect our medical professionals, which we do. I was with the man who raised me as he died of the flu, actually lung cancer, but at the end it was the flu that took him. We didn't tell people he died of the flu. We said he died of lung cancer, but it was at the end, flu came in and took him. And I fell in love with our medical community. and which normally they want to socialize and tell us it's horrible. It's always horrible. Our healthcare system's horrible. Now there's we can't say anything, but watching how they cared for my father, the discipline and the professionalism, I have a new respect. But now we have the governor of New York saying, I have no respect for your property, for your hospital. We are going to come in and take what we want and send it where we want. Sue me. And we must protect our churches. We must protect our hospitals. And what is next? What is next is our homes. What is next is you have food and they don't. We're coming to get your food. And not trusting that the American people are generous, thoughtful, and kind and know best how to distribute the food that they have.
Absolutely. That's what Cuomo's commandeering is all about. And we told people 9 weeks ago this was coming. This is a psychological warfare test. Jason Jones, filmmaker and author and father, is our guest here. And you're absolutely right. And this is teaching us to get rid of our values and our systems of checks and balances that make us resilient and make us strong. And then what do you make of 5G? I can show you a bunch of studies, even LA Times, Wired Magazine, with studies saying massive cancer increases, major health problems. It can surveil you worse than the other systems. And now listeners are going out showing it being installed at schools everywhere, just like you did, showing nobody there being tested, and that's a hoax. And I went, well, let me actually check. So I pulled up all these articles where they are installing 5G and had it ready before this. I mean, massive planning by bureaucracies and the left and the blue states and the blue cities and authoritarian regimes. They set the precedent for the lockdowns. And now the mayor of L.A. says you got to wear a mask. Well, now they're trying to push Trump to say that. So it's and now I've got articles in like the L.A. Times and Reuters saying soon you'll all have to wear a mask year round forever. And the Australian prime minister says 6 months at least, it's never going to end, forced inoculations. I mean, this is hellish.
And there's commercials now. I've seen them running. This is the new normal. I've got news for them. It is not the new normal. We're Americans. This is not the new normal.
They're turning us into... And I'm not bashing folks that want to wear a mask. I'm saying them trying to make us do it is turning us into hypochondriac mental patients with neuroses.
Well, and they're flipping the script constantly. And that's where the distrust comes in. 1 week it's don't wear masks. It's irresponsible. Save the masks for those who need them. The next week is everyone should be wearing masks. When it comes to 5G, they never allow clarity. It's always confusion. Tyranny comes in with a confusing use of information, as you've been saying for almost three decades. The opaque use of language, Gnosticism, access to secret knowledge. That's what makes Q so dangerous. People think they have access to secret knowledge, but that comes from a place they tell you trust the plan. When you're trusting what plan? From who? Who are you that I'm trusting? What plan? What's the plan? You've told me you lie to me. You say that you use lies for good. We know that you cannot do evil, that good will come of it. Speak honestly, simply, clearly. Say what you know. Speak it as simply and clearly as possible. We're not getting that from our news media. They're not communicating to us clearly and simply the information.
No, they're hyping up the fear as much as they can. And you just need to learn. When something's coming from known liars, you stop believing it. Now, when we come back, spend a few minutes on the Q movement. Now, a lot of people identify with it. They get into research. When we attack Q, they go, you have attacked me. So you're based on something secret, esoteric, and you don't know who they are, and it constantly lies to you, but you keep investing because of the feeling that you're in, that you're part of something really special. That's called the occult. And it's how they get people into secret societies and beautiful women give themselves to these gross men who are conning them. All it is a scam. Everything powerful is virtuous and open, and you know it's real, and it regenerates, and it's good, and God gave it to us. Everything hidden. And occult is because it's a fraud. But people want to get that lottery ticket and only have one chance out of 10 million to win because it's occult. It's magic. You're buying into a fraud and you know it's bad, so you feel the satanic thrill of being conned. That's all it is you're being cucks. Don't let Q cuck you.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
But we're putting out, let's not exaggerate, probably 50, 60 videos a day. So that's pretty amazing. There's a video we put up yesterday, 157,000 views. And we're not like Facebook accounts. Just if you go on the page and that counts as a view, you click it, that's another view. That's a view of it. Now, what I wanted to hit here was Savannah Hernandez riding a shotgun with us. Next time we'll get into her report, what a doctor told her on camera. And she's just going to give her take right now here with Jason Jones, filmmaker and author, about citizen journalists going out and showing hospitals empty they claim are full, testing centers they claim are full that are empty. I mean, same day stuff you've been showing. But I wanted to say something about the Q movement. Once somebody buys into the Nigerian email scam, I have known at least three people. One of them was a talk show host on GCN like 17, 18 years ago, our network that syndicates us. Another was a distant family member, and then another one was somebody else I knew in life, just in business. Every time, they ended up giving a couple $1,000s to Prince Bonga Boogie, literally names like that, once they conned him with the email, you know, you got this special business deal, you're going to make $100,000. Well, now we only need $4,000 or $5,000 more. Now you're going to get $500,000. And if you give us $10,000 or whatever, we're going to let you talk to the prince on the phone. This is a big, honorable deal. And then sometimes they even have Nigerians in the area that show up at your house and a guy gets out as the prince's representative wearing a little hat and all this. I've seen this. One time I was with Mike Judge at a bar back when I was still drinking, when I was getting divorced about 6 years ago. We're at this dive bar in East Austin, and they're playing great jazz music. And he was like, oh, gosh, look, it's the Nigerian scammers. They come in here. Everyone's bowing down to them, giving them free food. And they're wearing royal outfits. It's just incredible. But here's how the scam works. Once you give them the $1,000, now you don't want to admit you got conned. So you keep giving them more until you give them everything you've got, and then you never get anything. And so that's like the main national product of Nigeria, scamming. And that's what the Q thing is that you've got these proponents of Q that have picked it up saying the lights go off for 3 days on Saturday. Not going to happen. Okay? They'll use a few power outages that always happen to say it's true. Crazy people driving a train over because they think Soros is on the ship in New York. This is mind control. And I'm going to tell you, I know a guy on the Trump campaign, another person, I'm going to leave it at that. It's not Joe Rogan. I just mentioned Joe in the same talk. People are saying, I said Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan has nothing to do with you. He's the opposite of something like that. And long story short, I'm going to get back to our guest here, is that I just wanted to tell people about this. It's so crazy. Is that I know the people that started it on 4chan. And they thought it was a way to get out dirt on Hillary and the deep state and not get sued like I do. Okay? And it instantly got hijacked and taken over by bad actors. Okay? And so I know all the inside baseball. And I've had all these big Q people calling, going, don't you dare do this. No, no, it's real. We're real. Well, you research, you're real, great. But all this breadcrumb crap, none of the Q people. Here's an example. There's a video on YouTube with like 1 million views that they showed me the other day that just came out, and it's Q is telling you that it's a Wuhan bioweapon, and that Q has been given this intel when we broke it 8-9 weeks ago. And it's not about who broke it. It's that they're full of crap. So I'm going to stop ranting. Jason Jones, you got into this yourself. And then we'll ask Savannah Hernandez, why do you think people love it when, 5G executive says it lowers your immune system? Well, that's in mainstream news. But since it's a guy that's a whistleblower, but we don't see his face, everybody likes the thing that's speculative instead of the thing that's admitted. So there's something to do with this.
Yeah, well, the reason why Q, I ignored it. You know, when you're not in a crisis, Q is like Dungeons and Dragons. And I have a lot of friends who are in it, whatever. Let them do their thing. But now that we've hit this crisis, it struck me how similar it is to these Gnostic movements that were erupting in Germany following World War II. Following World War I. And you wonder, how did the Weimar Republic...
The Fool Society.
Yes. How did the Weimar Republic collapse into totalitarian national socialism? It was through these secret Gnostic movements where people thought they had information. You know, originally what bothered me the most about Q was its constant calumny and anonymous, you know, posters saying the most awful things about real human beings. And like you, you know, I'm in the film industry. There are celebrities who are my friends. And then you hear people say the most awful things about them that you know aren't true. And people in my family or my church will talk about these people like they know them and they have this. And I have to remind them, you know, that's a sin of calumny. That's a sin of detraction. These are human beings.
That's right. If you're going to say something about somebody, you better have the proof.
You better have the proof and it better.
The Q-tards say, I'm an Israeli operative. And then they just say it. Oh, we have it from the president. We have it from Trump through Q. That Jones is just outrageous crap.
And by the way, that's a good example, Alex. You and I have friends. I have friends in the intelligence community. I have friends at the White House. Steve Bannon is a friend of mine. I've worked with them in the entertainment industry long before. Andrew Breitbart was one of my best friends. So if they want information, they can give it to you, Alex Jones. If there are people in the White House or and then people can trust you. I understand that there are intelligence officers and White House staff that can't come out and make statements. But they have friends they can communicate to. They don't have to go to some...
Oh, we had the Secret Service tell us that Hillary was having convulsions and drove around in a black van. And they called them up later and they said, get reporters following her. She just fell down again. And we didn't catch it, but another guy caught it in New York. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, in fact, I have friends that were in the Secret Service during the Clinton administration. In fact, when Bush was president, I was the guy in the Vanity Fair article. They said there was a guy wrestling Secret Service agents challenging the jiu-jitsu matches. That was me. And they were telling me just the most off-the-wall stories about Hillary Clinton specifically, not just Bill Clinton, but Hillary Clinton. And if I wanted to tell those stories, you could say, I don't trust Jason Jones, or I trust Jason Jones, but I know Jason Jones, or I trust Alex Jones. But when you have anonymous sources through an anonymous site speaking calumny, detraction, and telling you, oh, we lied to you for your own good. Look, if you're a Christian, you cannot lie. The good will come of it. That's just very simple.
Oh, the creed of Satanism is do evil for good.
That's it. That's, and you know, Alex, there's a principle I'd like to share with you. It's called victimism. Feigning concern. If the Christian anthropologist from Stanford lived through World War II. His name was Rene Girard, and he said there's this principle called victimism. In the post-Christian society, you can't openly war against the weak. So you feign concern for the vulnerable to gain power, to gain influence, to gain wealth.
Oh, absolutely. And then they put them into a cosmology of victimology where your only value is that you're a failure. And that's what this is turning us into wimps like Chinese emperors that are in the Forbidden City. And then we're all walled off because we're a special interest group. We have to be enslaved and controlled and coddled for our own good.
And those of us who refuse to be slaves, then they can war against us on behalf of the people they've turned into victims. That's the game. And scapegoating becomes the key to that. So now you pick a vulnerable minority group to blame for the disorder in society, and you war against them. So it's the anti-vaxxers. We don't vaccinate. I wasn't vaccinated until I went in the Army. Seven children. They're not vaccinated until they join the military. And so you war against anti-vaxxers or people who believe in the Bill of Rights. You know, you're selfish. You know, you're selfish and you think you have a right to your hospital. You think you have a right to your home and you don't care about the common good. So you're going to scapegoat people who believe in freedom, people who love God and want to worship.
Oh, yeah. Leftists, when they see conservatives, Christians and nationals, they shake their heads and really believe we're the villains, even though it's our system that builds all this wealth. And they don't even make that simple equation complete. They're spiritually blind, and it seems the delusion is getting stronger for some while the awakening is getting greater for others. What would you call this time we're in right now?
You know, I honestly think this is this is one of the most important moments. Alex Jones and you and your audience were made for this time. Let's not be distracted with Gnostic garbage. You want to do research? Read the Bill of Rights. Share the Bill of Rights. Read the Constitution. Read the Gospel. Remind people everywhere all the time. We are created for only two things. Very simple to be a human being. Love God. Love your neighbor. Be kind. Be noble. Don't spread lies, calumny, deception. Don't share anything unless you know it to be true. These are very simple things. So this is our time. This is our moment to say once and for all.
Let me tell you, where's Mr. Jones been all my life? I'm filled with his films, his work. He's a famous director, filmmaker, and he's an awesome patriot. We'll talk to him.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Analysis. Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to...
Well, everything we warned of is now launching exactly as a globalist would. And this is their prime attack, is what I always predicted. They've got a 20-minute video on InfoWars called 15 Times Alex Jones Predicts the Bio Attack. And I lay out exactly how they'll do it with drones, the lockdowns, training you by increment, and then saying until you take inoculations, you can't come out of your houses. And now the Australian Prime Minister has announced that. I'll be back tomorrow, at least 2 to 4. The crew's great, and I'm really trying to get them to volunteer to come in and do these shows. We're trying to hire more people right now as well. Because, quite frankly, these are the times that try folks' souls. I'll do about 15 minutes the next hour. Savannah Hernandez will cover a bunch of breaking news. And then a guy that predicted all of this and is just a super brain when it comes to it, Dr. Nick Begich, is going to do 3 segments. And then the War Room with Owen Schroyer. But going back to our guest, to conclude with him here in a moment, I want to get more into this grand delusion. How do we break through it, this quickening, and how he sees people dividing into what camps. But Savannah Hernandez, before we get to your stories, what do you think of just seeing all this unfold and the explosion of the Q movement after it being discredited hundreds of times and telling people we lie to you for your own good and all this crap, and then real people like this guy's I looked it up. He's in Big Vanity Fair articles at the White House hanging out with the president and Secret Service and all these folks, and he's a well-known award-winning filmmaker. And if he says, hey, Secret Service told me this, nobody cares. It's like Secret Service says he drives a black ambulance and that she's having convulsions every hour and falls down and that they've got to shoot her up with an EpiPen. We catch her falling down inside a tent 2 weeks later in Ohio. They cancel the speech. You see them rushing in with stretchers. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks later, it happens in New York. I mean, that's real intel. That's real what we said. But if it was all secret, then it would be like golden power.
Right, Alex. And I think what you said earlier perfectly encapsulates this whole situation. You talked about how people want to believe this speculation. And if you look at what's happening around the world right now, that's exactly it. We are being fed all of these hypotheticals, all of these projections, and everyone is so easily being fooled by them, and they're being scared. They're being submissive. So it's the same exact thing. I mean, all of the people who follow the Q movement, they want to believe.
Stay in your home. It's all good. When the power goes off, it's good.
Exactly.
We're rounding up the pedophiles.
So it's the exact same thing. Everyone in America, everyone around the world has just shown their true colors. They're submissive. They're sheep. They want to be followers. And the coronavirus and this movement as well has really exposed that.
Where do you think it's going? Because it's rolling out. They're now announcing, hey, it's never really going to end.
Mm-hmm.
And we told people that 8 weeks ago. This is not ever going to end. As long as we bend over and do this, they're going to give us the apps, the drones, the forced inoculations. It's never going to end.
Right. We're seeing everything that was happening in China now moving to America. It's now starting to happen here. And the reason why I went yesterday, too, was because we're seeing so much reporting that hospitals are overrun. So I wanted to go to one of these clinics where they're doing coronavirus testing and see if that was the case there, too, if people were getting tested, if this clinic was going to be overrun. And we drove past a couple of others as well. We even went to St. David's Hospital. And that is not the case here in Texas. This story came out today that says that some residents in Laredo, Texas, are going to face up to a $1,000 fine if they don't wear face masks, if they don't cover their mouth and nose.
Oh, yeah, they're
going
to announce that within days.
Exactly. And then we saw that Google's also going to be making an app that's going to be tracking people and see if they're properly socially distancing. So everything that's happening
in China.
And
that's the app
you're
going to need to be able to travel and show you're
exactly.
good. Why? Why are they doing this? Because it was always pre-planned.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that now. And again, the media has used this information that we're being fed now to scare people into submission. And I think this has really been a big test to see how much Americans would fight back against a socialist government, against a government that was forcing them to stay in their homes, forcing them to potentially get vaccines one day. And people are sitting down. People are being very submissive. And that's what's being shown now.
Well, I was watching Fox News during the break earlier. We've got the clip coming up next hour, and they're just like, do as you're told, stay inside, everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Running Man or something, but it's really happening, and people submitting to it only encourages a further power grab. And because the public's so into it, Trump tried to say 7 weeks ago, hey, it's going to be tough, but we can handle it as Americans. Let's be strong. And everybody got mad and said, no, we want to be slaves. So he's like, okay. And so now we're going down this road. Jason Jones, looking at this, what are the camps you see humanity dividing itself into?
Well, I like this report. You know, that's when you think of Q or people who obey the big billboards, do as you're told, it's for the good. Or, you know, this is all for the good because Q says so and we're rounding up pedophiles. People are going to be passive. I think the camps are being divided into the two camps that they've always been. And Dennis Prager had this new movie, No Safe Spaces, where he said, the sad truth is maybe most people don't want to be free. There are those of us who will only be free. It's not, we will.
But of course, we know the places that are the supposed safe spaces are the historically most dangerous places. They're called jail cells.
Yeah, yes. And the truth is, this constitutional republic of ours, for ethnic minorities, religious minorities, for women, for the sick, for the old, is the safest place that has ever existed in the world. So let's just preserve this constitutional republic, and let's just resist this tyranny. You know, if your mother, father, brother, sister, or child is dying, my father died of the flu fighting cancer. I was with him. I prayed the rosary with him every night his last 7 days. We took different shifts, and I took the 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. shift. And if he had COVID-19, I can promise you my father's last days, I would be with him. This letting our grandparents die alone for the good of this society.
Oh, yeah, this thing of, oh, don't go see them. Lock up the nursing homes. You can't see them. That, the Nazis started in 1933 euthanizing old people and said, oh, they have viruses. Don't come see them.
Yeah. No, they're telling us the loving thing to do is, like, I'm Catholic. The bishops aren't letting them get last rites or confession. That's unbelievable. So now my grandfather, my father, is going to die alone without a recourse to the sacraments that we as Catholics should all have a right to. No, the churches, the synagogues.
How is it not essential to get last rites? They banned Jews' last rites in Israel 3 days ago. They the gay pride parades, they can happen, all this stuff.
Abortions can happen. Abortions, but you're not going to. And our priests, our pastors, They should disobey this.
Oh, this was all pre-planned. This was all. They're arresting pastors all over the U.S. That defy this. Walmart is essential. Target is essential. The liquor store is essential. But you don't go to church and you don't go see your dying father or mother. That's sick.
No, in my Costco, they have hundreds of people. We say, you know, nose to okole, as we would say in Hawaii, every day, all day. But yet, if we go to church, that's not essential. Well, if you're godless, that's not essential. But it's not the government or yours job to tell me.
Oh, this is pure authoritarianism. It's 180 degrees opposite of what America is. Jason Jones, thank you so much for spending time with us. We really appreciate you.
I can't thank you enough. God bless you.
God bless. Another great, smart guy out there, and I discovered him. I already knew who he was, but didn't realize it was the same guy. Out there just showing how nobody was there being tested. They're on the news. Oh, huge test. Everybody's sick. Wasn't real. Savannah, what do you think's really going on here? We know it's a bioweapon. We know it does kill some people. And we know 5G does lower your immunity, and it's just gotten rolled out and is helping viruses. And we know that they're pushing notifications to everybody's phone. My wife and one of the crew members saying, hey, coronavirus is not connected to 5G. I mean, that is like a science fiction nightmare. I mean, they're listening to us. They admit they are now. And they're sending messages when they hear you saying it. I'll say it again. 5G does lower your immune system and is connected to coronavirus. Go to hell, robot.
You know, Alex, like I was saying previously, I think this was a big test to see just how submissive Americans would be. When you got kicked off of social media, when you first got kicked off of Twitter, you said, I'm the first person they're going to do this to. I'm the test case. And even just going back to social media and seeing how much control you would have big tech take, now it's transferred over into the real world, and we're seeing how much power and how much the government is taking away from us, how much Americans are going to be submissive. And again, there's so many conservatives and libertarians that I'm so disappointed in, because as soon as this coronavirus came out, they said, you need to listen to the government, take your $1,200 check, don't go outside.
Yeah, they're all going with what's safe. And then I got banned off the Google app because I said the president's right. Hydroxychloroquine and zinc are helping you. And they said, you're banned, buddy. There's no hope in America. Shut up. Bill Gates says only the vaccine. They're making their move. Folks, we need your financial support, by the way. I just saw in the paper, you know, we get three lawsuits thrown out. They filed another one on me for Jeffrey Epstein. I had a lawsuit filed. Look it up. I'm not kidding. For exposing Jeffrey Epstein stuff. So it's insane, ladies and gentlemen. They want us shut down. So get products you need and know you're funding an operation that is going to fight until the end. They already wanted us off the air. It's so critical. You are the InfoWar. I want to thank you all. InfoWarStore.com. We're able to get you storable food again. We're able to take orders for a limited time. They may have to stop them again to make sure the orders that are there get out to you. Everybody else is running out, or they're lying and saying they have it and they don't have it. We have it. InfoWarStore.com. And we ran out of X2. We have X3, another great formula of high-quality iodine. Because it's a different structure for folks. People ask which one's the best. It's apples and oranges. It's excellent for everybody. And X3 is going to sell out in a couple of weeks at 40% off. I said 60% off 2 days ago. It will be sold out within a week and a half at that price. Get your high-quality X3. Try iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. The fight is now. We've proven that we're over the target, and we need you to keep us in the fight. We'll be back with hour number four.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is